USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The U.S. Coast Guard is racing against time to find a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage. Rear Admiral John Mauger said the Coast Guard is using search resources both in the air and in the water in an area about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The submersible is designed to have enough oxygen for its passengers to survive for 96 hours. Five people were on board the OceanGate Expeditions vessel when communications were lost on Sunday. Among those on board include British billionaire and famed explorer Hamish Harding, according to his family. The Wall Street Journal is reporting China and Cuba are negotiating to establish a new joint military training facility on the island. That would place Chinese troops and other security operations less than 100 miles off Florida's coast, a report citing current and former U.S. officials. At least six people have been shot following a Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Police said the incident Monday night may have stemmed from a fight between multiple females. There are four female victims and two male victims, all teenagers or young adults. Authorities confirmed there are no fatalities. A preliminary investigation suggests one of the victims may have been a shooter, but police are seeking more unknown suspects. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A Spirit Airlines flight from Detroit to Los Angeles, California, was forced to make an emergency landing in Lincoln, Nebraska yesterday. The airline says a mechanical issue is suspected, and all 188 people got off the plane safely. A new plane was brought in to continue the flight to L.A. Presidential candidate Donald Trump and his legal team have been told by a Florida judge to keep quiet. Trump cannot keep nor publicly disclose any federal evidence in the classified documents case against him, as ruled by Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt. USA News.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock he needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you wake up early this weekend, you'll catch a celestial sight. Five planets will line up in the sky before sunrise on Saturday. Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, Uranus, and Mercury will appear together, weather permitting. For the best view, seek a spot with little light pollution and a clear view of the horizon. A new poll indicates that parents should pay greater attention to their children's stomach pains.
The C.S. Mott Children's Hospital has revealed that parents often neglect to consult a doctor when their child experiences frequent stomach complaints. Pediatricians stress that stomach pain could be a manifestation of significant emotional health issues, emphasizing the importance of creating a supportive environment for children to express their feelings. I'm John Schaefer.
Tropical Storm Brett, being monitored in the Atlantic, is forecast to continue to strengthen and could be a Category 1 hurricane by tomorrow afternoon. So, you think you can handle your liquor? A new study says that's probably a myth.
The study from the University of Chicago finds that people with alcohol use disorder, what used to be called alcoholism, showed significantly impaired behavior a good 3 hours after having a drink. That puts a lie to the popular idea, or at least popular with heavy drinkers, that heavy drinkers can hold their liquor and still function. The study's senior author says only about 10% of people with alcohol use disorder go into treatment. And these days they're seeing an increase in binge drinking. I'm Richard Johnson.
Lance Pry, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jeremy Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.